Lane's sister. St. Helena, California, November 15, 1906. Mrs. Lane. Dear Sister Lane, I have been afflicted as you now are, and I know how to sympathize with you. I can understand your feeling that you have sustained a great loss. I want to tell you that we received a letter from your husband, written shortly before his death. At the time this letter was received, I was wrestling with the solution of many difficult problems, and felt that I could not answer immediately. Later, I began to write in reply, but before my letter was finished, I learned that he was dead. I prize this letter very highly, for in it Brother Lane gives an account of his personal experience and gives me confidence to believe that he was a true child of God. Some of our brethren had been a little fearful that our brother did not see all things clearly, but his letter to us seems to indicate that he was conscientiously striving to follow in the right course. My dear sister, I would be glad to receive a letter from you. I hope that you may be situated where you may be happy. I am so glad to know that Jesus our Savior is soon to come, and that then we may all meet around the great white throne. I mean to be there, and if we are both true and faithful to the end, I believe that we shall meet your husband. We may have to pass through trying scenes, but we are safe as we hide our lives in Christ in God. Many will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and the only hope for every soul is to look constantly unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We must now do our part, as servants of Jesus Christ, in bringing to the world a knowledge of the truth. A short work is to be done in the world, and we must watch and work diligently. We must be instant in season and out of season. To the Church of Christ belong our talents, both original and acquired. We are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are made sad as we see men and women lording it over those who should be the Lord's free agencies. Christ is the supreme ruler of His church. Let no man come between our soul and Him. Let us labor entirely for the Lord, allowing nothing to interpose between the soul and its highest interest, overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I have of late spoken several times in the church in Oakland and in San Francisco to large congregations. Inhaling so many breaths has poisoned me, and I have not been feeling very well for some time. But my general health is good, and I am still able to do a great amount of writing. For this I praise the Lord. Be of good courage in the Lord, my sister. Keep looking unto the author and finisher of our faith. In much love,